I'm ready. You're ready. We're all ready.
You ready?
I told you last week about the difficulty that the community of believers had in trying to find a way of explaining and talking about the death of the Son of God and what that meant and how to process it, because it's not something that was in anybody's assessment of what God's going to do. That was in nobody's cards. So when the Son of God, Jesus, dies and rises, then the community has to deal with that. They have to talk about it. And how do they talk about it? And the only thing they can do is to look into their own history and into their own religious words and framework and come up with ways of talking about the death of Jesus Christ. And I mentioned most of them last week, but I missed one, and it is a very important one. It was the notion of vicarious suffering. Vicarious suffering is when the understanding of the Jews was then when noble servants of God, spokesmen for God, and noble and innocent men, when they suffered because of their faithfulness, they somehow said that that was kind of a way of expiating the sins of the guilty. And that's the way they hooked it together. And then they called it, for lack of a better term, vicarious suffering or vicarious atonement. And again, you see this struggle here that they have in trying to understand the way to talk about and understand the death of Jesus Christ. And that would be one of the ways in which they did that. Now, when you attend church on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, what you're going to hear is a lot of the 50th chapters of Isaiah, where they talk about this person who suffers vicariously for others because of their righteousness and their innocence. That would be one of the ways in which they began to talk about the death of Jesus Christ as a vicarious atonement for our sins. Again, you see the struggle there. And I would suggest to you that you might want to pursue this line of thought in terms of the death of Jesus. I think that given the fact that the forgiveness of God is a given, and this was the announcement of the good news of Jesus Christ, that God is intimately connected to his creation. He embraces his creation. He loves his creation. And in terms of our humanness and our human failure, he forgives his creation. And that was the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of God. That was the good news that Jesus preached. When he continued his ministry of this forgiveness, this ministry of reconciliation, and you can see it everywhere on the pages of the gospel, how Jesus reaches out to restore people. For example, the common understanding of the Israelite person was that if a person were blind, if a person were somehow had some disability, they reasoned that that disability